Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Four Persons Show on Blog Talk Radio. We are your enthusiastic and faithful Catholic apostolate. For more information about what we do, go to our show page at thefourpersons.com and our blog site at thefourpersons.net. To call in tonight with your comment or question, dial 515-602-9655. The number, again, is 515-602-9655.
All right.
Well, it's true that it is not night, it's not here, but we have four shows today on the Four Persons. You heard right, four shows. So we're starting off with this show, and our special guest is Cherry Maestro Mallorca. We'll bring her on in just a minute. And at 12 noon Eastern time, we have William Hemsworth with the Burnt Toast and Coffee Show, and he has a very special guest. I'm so jealous. Eric Ybarra is going to be talking about some of the differences and some of the things in common between us and Catholicism and Eastern Orthodoxy, so that should be a great show. Then at 3 p.m. Eastern, we have Richard Pettis, and he'll be doing the Divine Mercy Chaplet and the Saint of the Day. And then we'll wrap things up this evening at 7 p.m. with Terry Delp and Taken to the Streets. Now, I will not be able to join Terry on the show tonight. I have an obligation I have to attend to. I will be listening to that show in the archive. So, four shows today, folks. What a treat. And we kick things off today in the morning here. It's actually morning here, but it's night where you're at. Cherry Maestro Mallorca from the Philippines, how are you today?
Hi, good morning there, John. Good evening here from the Philippines. It's nice to be back here in our show. And I am blessed that this is the 15th Sunday of the ordinary time, but this is our second meeting, right? Audio. And it's good to be back here and to, of course, as part of the Catholicism Rocks, I'm happy and proud to be part of this four-person blog talk radio. Again, good evening here in the Philippines, and good morning there.
Yeah, now, in a few hours there, it's going to be July 16th there, and that is the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. It's also the anniversary of the passing, 8-year anniversary of the passing of my brother Fred. He passed into eternity on July 16th. Why don't we start there? That's a very popular devotion in your country, is it not, the Our Lady of Mount Carmel?
Right, that's true. That's very popular. As you all know, that Filipinos are really religious and we love Mama Mary, Mother Mary. We're really a Marian devotee. So it's really a blessing that we will be celebrating that tomorrow. But as today, we're going to be talking about a very inspiring message from God. And I would like also to ask permission from you, my dear friend, gonna start my newsletter at LinkedIn. Actually, the first edition was already published. And this would be weekly newsletter.
Yeah, of course. You have the floor.
Thank you. I'll be talking about how are we going to nourish our body and soul. And so this is also my way of sharing some tips, practical information of how are we going to show this beautiful life amidst the sufferings that we are in. You will subscribe in this newsletter of mine at LinkedIn. So aside from that, of course, I also have my YouTube channel, Miss Sherry Acronym Lady, and you can also catch my videos in CatholicismRocks.com. We also have our YouTube channel there about Catechism with Acronyms.
Okay, what would you like to discuss first?
Of course, we're going to have first this gospel for Sunday's reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 1 to 23. This will also be our prayer. So as we begin this night, so let's have blessing from God as we reflect from the gospel for Sunday. Please join me.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Did you lose the audio? Jerry, are you there? I don't know what happened. We seem to have lost. Are you there?
Hello, I'm sorry. It's another connectivity issues here.
Okay, we've got you back.
But,
go ahead.
Even though we have this interruption, yeah, we're going to push through with this and we'll ask God to be with us. So allow me to read the gospel. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. That day, Jesus, departing from the house, sat down beside the sea, and such great crowds were gathered to him that he climbed into a boat and he sat down. And the entire multitude stood on the shore, and he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went out to sow seed, and while he was sowing, some fell beside the road, and the birds of the air came and ate it. Then others fell in a rocky place where they did not have much soil, and they sprung up promptly because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose up, they were scorched, and because they had no roots, they withered. Still others fell among thorns, and the thorns increased and suffocated them. Yet some others fell upon good soil, and they produced fruit, some of 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples drew near to him and said, Why do you speak to them in parables? Responding, he said to them, Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but it has not been given to them. For whoever has, it shall be given to him, and he shall have in abundance. But whoever has not, even what he has shall be taken away from him. For this reason, I speak to them in parables, because seeing, they do not see, and hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. And so in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, who said, Hearing you shall hear, but not understand, and seeing you shall see, but not perceive. For the heart of his people has grown fat, and with their ears they hear heavily, and they close their eyes, time they might see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and be converted, and then I would heal them. But blessed are your ears because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, certainly that many of the prophets and the just desired to see what you see And yet they did not see it. And to hear what you hear, not hear it. Listen to then to the parable of the sower. Anyone who hears the word of kingdom and does not understand it, evil comes and carries away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received the seed by the side of the road. Then whoever has received and seed the seed upon a rocky place, this is the one who hears the word and promptly accepts it with joy, but he has no root in himself. So it is only for a time. When tribulation and persecution occur because of the word, he promptly stumbles. And whoever has received the seed among thorns, this is he who hears the word, but the cares of this age and the falseness of his riches suffocate the word, and he is effectively without fruit. Yet truly, whoever has received the seed into good soil, this is he who hears the word and understands it, and so he bears fruit, and he produces some 100-fold, and another 60-fold, and another 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, Cherry, what our Lord is talking about in this parable is grace. He's talking about synergistic grace and how the Lord sows that grace into our hearts, into our souls. But what we do with it is up to us. Your thoughts?
All right. Actually, there are many things that we can discuss in this parable, but let me just focus on these three things. First, God is the one who sowed the seed, is the one who's planting the faith in our hearts. And the people also, the different kinds of soil, is how do we receive this gift of faith that God has given to us. We can also ask ourselves, what kind of soil am I? I am one of those who in the rocky road. Am I one of those who receive it, but because of the different, you know, preparations, temptation, will not bear good fruit? Or am I one of those who are trying to bear good fruit? And also, when Jesus explained it to the apostles, but the others, they cannot fully understand it. Jesus told them, you are lucky and you are blessed because you can see clearly the meaning of this. And he even explained to them the meaning of this parable. That is the authority given to them, given to the church. That is why we cling on that authority. We are holding on to the Catholicism because this is where Jesus gave the key of faith, the key of the church. They're given this authority to lead us Catholics, to lead us to the right path, right?
Right.
And so we can also unlock this spiritual growth and understanding as Jesus told them the explanation of this. He shared it to the apostles and to all of us as we are followers of Jesus. We can also have this means of, or opportunity to lack this spiritual growth and be able to understand the meaning of this, how to become a fertile soil, a good soil, so that we can bear good fruits. So allow me to share my acronym for today as we are going to talk about the soil. So let me choose this fertile soil. How are we going to be fertile? Letter F is our faith. Letter F stands for our faith. And we can nourish it through fervent prayer. Prayer, right? So that I admire you, my friend, because you already have this prayer habit that you are always beginning your day with a prayer. And even though I know how hectic your schedule, you can still have this time to pray. So letter F for the acronym of FERTIL is fervent prayer. We can nourish our faith through fervent prayer. Letter E stands for our encounter. Yes, we believe that Jesus is present in the Holy Eucharist, but we can also encounter Him with one another. Our experience with one another is also an encounter with the Lord, especially when we are exerting effort, right? So that's letter E for the acronym of FERTIL. The next letter is R. To become a fertile soil, I believe that we need also to be righteous, not just religious. We must be righteous in our ways, and we also to revitalize our faith. Like for today, we're celebrating Feast of Patron Saint Boniface, and of course the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, right?
Right.
So to be fertile, we must be religious and at the same time righteous in our ways. Of course, we have also the letter T for the acronym of FERTIL. I'm sorry, I might run out of meaning. But letter T stands for transformation. For us to become fertile, we need to transform our actions, our lives, to a better person, to a better child of God, or whatever role that we have in our life. So transformation is really needed so that we will become a fertile soil. What is the next letter, my friend? So letter for the acronym FERTIL after letter T is I, which stands for the intercession. We need an intercession. Although I know this is actually the questions of the other Christian denomination. Why do we need to ask the prayer or assistance of Mary and the saints? But we believe that this intercession of Mother Mary is the most effective and the most close to Jesus. So we ask for her intercession and also the intercession of the saints, because they were the ones who already succeeded, and they were the ones who are close to God now because they are in heaven. Right? And the last, if I'm not mistaken, second to the last letter for the acronym FERTIL is letter L. I believe that to become a fertile soil, we need to let go. Let go of our past and let God bring us, not to the future, let God lead us to happiness now, because I believe that heaven can be now. We can experience heaven now as we are experiencing the presence of Jesus. And finally, the last letter for fertile soil is letter E. As we encounter Jesus in our experience with one another, we can also have an encounter with Him in the Holy Eucharist. So the last E, to become a fertile soil, we need to always receive Him in the Holy Eucharist. So that, my friend, complete the acronym of fertile soil as we are preparing and asking God to be one with us so that we will be able to bear good fruits, as He told this to His apostles. All right.
Cherry, what do you think is the biggest thing that that gets in the way of most people, that knocks most people off the path of this?
Come again, friend?
I said, what do you think is the biggest challenge that most people face? What knocks most people off of the path?
The most?
Yes, can you hear me? Hello?
All right, okay, sorry. So the most, the challenge, hello?
Yeah, the biggest challenge that people face.
Hello? I think the challenge that the people are facing, especially in spirituality, is the challenge that we are facing is most especially our own, you know, we cannot really give what we do not have. So it must start from ourselves. Like, if we want to forgive others, we must forgive ourselves first. If we want to inspire other people, we must be inspired first. And this inspiration, we can have. We can always ask Jesus to give us. I know it's not easy, but Jesus is always there. He would always lead us to the right path. I hope I was able to answer your question.
No, yeah, that, I mean, it's a very good answer, but a lot of people talk a good faith, but they don't live it. And is that because they're going through the motions, but they're not really seeking that grace, they're not really praying, they're not really seeking God's help, they're trying to do it on their own?
This is something really that only the person can answer. There are questions in life that we cannot really find the answer, but I believe that Jesus is the answer. We can just, you know, surrender everything, be empty, and let God do something. I always tell myself about the suffering that I have, you know. I always tell myself, yeah, I am broken and still breaking. But did Jesus also suffered? He was broken. He was broken so that he can give himself to all of us. He also suffered so that he can show us that, no, life is not easy. There are people nowadays that, you know, they avoid pain in life. They avoid suffering. Well, probably because of the technology now that we want to give our children, you know, easiest way. There are, you know, the machine, the robot, and all. We did not give them, you know, the lesson of the value of patience, the value of sacrifice and suffering. That's why some of my, you know, observation as a teacher, some of the people, the younger generation, always avoiding suffering and pain, forgetting that even Jesus himself, the Son of God, somehow the problem nowadays is, yeah, we are religious, but sometimes we have this split level of religiosity or Christianity. That this is why Saint Benedict's motto is ora et labora. We don't just pray and pray. We also need time to do. We also have to work. Pray and work, right?
Right.
We cannot really answer every question in life.
So how has your involvement with Catholicism rocks? First, how has it helped your faith, and how has it helped you evangelize and reach out to others?
That's a very wonderful question. All right. The first time I saw Catholicism, I was amazed of their, you know, goal is to connect Catholics around the world and to be productive and helping one another to practice faith and stand firm on what the Catholicism stands for, to stand by the faith. And of course, apologetics are very important, but we are not here to really, you know, convert all the people, but we will just show them why we believe, and hopefully conversion will be coming from them, and also that's the work of the Holy Spirit. So as a Catholic, part of the Catholicism media ministry, I'm trying my best to use my social media, you know, to promote Catholicism, and of course to give also inspiration for those who are like giving up their faith. And of course, we are also, we are already responsible of our faith, but we have also duty to lead others, especially those who have left the church, to bring them back to the right path, to the Catholics. That's why we need volunteers. We need people like you and me and all the those who are Catholics around the world willing to join the team, so that together we can build, you know, connection all over the world to promote the Catholic faith. Hello?
Yeah, in your country...
Connectivity issues.
What's that?
Right.
In your country, what is the primary reason why people leave the church in your country?
That's a very good question. Thank you for that. The first thing, as I have you know, noticed, is the lack of, you know, real understanding of the faith. So they are fond of having this debate. And for those who have, you know, really did not understand their faith, because some people just only had this catechism by memorizing, not even understanding what they memorized. Like, yeah, they're prayerful people, but they didn't know, understand. They didn't have this, what we call, the intimate relationship with God. So if the reason, they will be converted. So somehow, that's the negative aspect of having, of not good in apologetics or in debate. Sometimes when they don't know the answer, and the other, you know, Christian denomination can perceive them, can tell them more explanation about what they believe, and so they would really go, and they without understanding their own faith, they will leave the Catholic Church. Another one is the leaders. Some of the Catholic leaders are also, they are human beings. They commit also mistakes. They are also sinful like us. So some of the people who have left the church are looking for the perfect leaders. And I know, we all know, we can't find them, even the Pope, even some of the leaders in the church. They're not perfect. So if our faith will be based on the leaders of the church, I think we are not this good soil. We will not bear good fruit.
But the Philippines used to be so much stronger in the faith than now. What has changed?
Of course, we have Mother Mary. We are really, you know, devotee followers of Mother Mary. And Mother Mary is very close to the Filipinos. And I know that she is the one protecting the church, the local church. But sad to say, those who are leaving the Catholic faith, they really have not understand fully their faith, and some reasons are also there's poverty, yeah, the corruption in the leadership and some other areas, not only in the government but also in the church. That's reality.
Yeah. What are you working on now with Catholicism Rocks? What are some of your current projects that you're working on?
Yeah, I have this Catholicism, a catechism with acronyms. So that is actually the video that I was able to make is the acronym of cross, the sign of the cross. What is the importance of the sign of the cross in our faith? And why do we start and end our prayer with the sign of the cross? And this is not just a sign, it is also a prayer. So when we do this, we must have, you know, we have to say, not only make the sign, but we have to say the prayer as we glorify God. This is actually the acronym that I was able to create. So for the cross, letter C stands for the creed. The sign of the cross is a summary or a short creed of what we believe as we utter the prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We are glorifying God as a prayer and at the same time professing our faith, our creed.
Can people find that video?
It's already in my YouTube channel, in Mystery Acronym Lady, and of course it is also available in the Catholicism Rocks YouTube channel. I've already shared it with
so if you go to Catholicism Kathy. If you go to CatholicismRocks.com, you would click on videos and podcasts.
Yes. It's already out there.
I see it right now. Yes. So it's on Catholicism Rocks / videos and podcast, and you can see Sherry's videos there.
Okay. Thank you so much.
What else did you want to talk about today? You wanted to talk about your LinkedIn page.
Aside from that, the next video that I'm going to make for the Catechism with Acronym will be taken from the book, actually, Creed and Apologetics. This is very old book. It was printed in around 1916. I'm sorry. This is so old book. I hope I can show this to you, but we're just using an audio. It is Creed and Apologetics based on Apostolic Narrative Method. It was printed Catholic Trade School in 1916 in Oroquieta, Manila, Philippines. So this will be the reference that I'm going to use as I will make catechism with acronym weekly. So the first one is the sign of the cross. The next would be the Apostles' Creed and so on and so forth. So I hope you guys listening out there would really follow me in my YouTube channel and, of course, in the Catholicism Rocks website. As I'm going to share it there. Catechism with acronyms. So we will be talking about the creed and apologetics. And this was written by Reverend George Broman, CICM. This is really old book, but I know this is also applicable, as we all know that although the world is changing, but the word is still the same. Jesus is the word that made flesh and dwelt among us. So whatever catechism here that I'm going to share with you is not really from my own thoughts. It's from the book of Reverend Bishop Broman and, of course, the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for this wonderful night and Saturday night in the Philippines and Saturday morning there in your place, John. I hope you will really have time to subscribe in this Catholicism Rock website and YouTube channel and, of course, also my Acronym Lady, Miss Cherry YouTube channel, and my newsletter at LinkedIn. We'll be talking about how to nourish our body and soul.
Okay, could you give everybody the address for your YouTube channel again, please?
Okay, so you can catch my video. You can watch my videos from Miss Cherry Acronym Lady YouTube channel and Catholicism Rocks YouTube channel in the website of CatholicismRocks.com.
Wonderful. Cherry, could you give us a closing prayer, please?
Okay, so let us all be reminded of the holy presence of the Lord as we all say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for this wonderful evening, wonderful morning, wonderful day that we have encountered you, not only in audio, but encountered you with one another amidst our distance, our languages, our differences, but we are united with our faith. Thank you for all the blessings that you have given to us today, to our family, and to all those who are listening right now. Please continue to shower us with your blessings. Give us the grace that we need so that we will not feel this weakness. We will become a good soil, and hopefully we will bear good fruits and continue to stand for what is right, to follow your footsteps until the end of time. This we ask in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you with the Holy Spirit, and through the intercession of Blessed Mother Mary and all the saints. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Cherry. And hopefully tomorrow show with Catholicism Rocks, another show with Catholicism Rocks, you might be able to call in to that one as well. But if not, God bless, and you have a wonderful weekend and a great week.
All right. I'll try my best. Thank you so much for having me. And just pray for my newsletter. Hopefully, I will be able to get subscribers also to reach more people for this humble mission. We are all beautiful with body and soul, so let's take care of our body, be healthy, and be pure in spirit and in soul. Thank you again, my friend. God bless you. Thank you all those who are listening right now. God bless us all. See you again. Listen to this podcast of my friend John Benko and the Catholicism Rocks, and of course the poorperson.net.
God bless you
all. Thank you so much.
All right. Till next time. I'll see you. Bye.